Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna. How are you?
Morena, I'm great, Rachel. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you on this level three morning.
Well, you know, we just make it happen, eh?
We do. We absolutely do. And it's a good time to get back into some books, maybe. What have you brought us this morning?
So I got the brand new National Book Award winner for fiction. It's called Interior Chinatown, and it's by Charles Yu. The National Book Award is such a, I always look out for the winner of this one. It's for outstanding literary fiction by a USA citizen, and some of my favorite winners over the past few years have been The Friend by Sigrid Nunez, Jasmine Walker from Whitehead. It's just a really great one to look out for, and this one is no different. Charles Yu, this is his fourth novel, and I've never read him before, and this was super interesting in terms of form and subject. So what we're looking at is a book about being an Asian American in America, and the way that he's done this is he's made it into a film script, so all in Korea font, and this is even more interesting because he's actually a screenwriter on Westworld, so you can see how this all fits in. But it's set in an American Chinatown, and our main character is called Willis Wu, and he has built himself up to be generic Asian man 3 in his acting career. His parents are also actors, and his dad has been, he's gotten up to the highest level of American Asian actor, which is Kung Fu Man. His mother has played beautiful Asian, young Asian woman. And it's about these people moving, trying to get out of the bubble that are stuck in, this cycle of playing a stereotype within the American Hollywood model of what an Asian person is. So it's very dry, it's very funny.
Yeah, I was kind of like gathering that from those titles, yeah.
Totally, and I mean, it is satire, and it has the sharpest of sharp observations. It was one of those books where I just kept putting little bookmarks in, because these amazing sentences, like, this is one about poverty. The widest gulf in the world is the distance between getting by and not getting by. And what a lot of reviews and like the little cover quotes on the back talk about, and he talks about when talking about this book, is assimilation and how the mythical Asian American man is the ideal mix of assimilated and authentic. And the main character is constantly grappling with that he has the consciousness of a contemporary American in the face of a Chinese farmer of 5,000 years ago. And how these, so I just think it's a very topical read. It's a very American read, and I just think he's so smart in terms of his form, his humor, and then the sharpness that comes through. This book kind of reminded me in terms of form of Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders, and I did find out later that he is he really loves George Saunders.
Right.
I think also this book is very sad because whilst Willis is stereotyped by society into these roles, he can't see a life outside of these roles either. So I think he just lays it out for you. And I feel like, you know, I'm a New Zealander, I'm a white woman, there's probably a lot of stuff that went over my head, but I feel like I soaked in so much of this book and recognized parts of how society react to other people. Yeah, it was just really, really good.
This sounds fantastic. I am so intrigued by the fact that he was a writer on Westworld. I really enjoyed that show. It's got a kind of surprising script. It kind of goes in a lot of directions you're not expecting. So that sold me on it, even before you told us how great it sounds. What's the name of the author and the book again, Jenna?
It's Interior Chinatown. It's by Charles Yu. It's $33 and it's published by Europa. And it is just about off the boat, so it should be coming into your local bookstore this week, I would say. So it's hot off the press.
Awesome. So it's a pre-ordery kind of a situation.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds good to me. Hey, thank you so much for that, Jenna. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you again very soon.
And take care, everyone. And if you want anything from us, we're giving you things out the window, our pickup window.
Have you got the classic paddle back, or is that in the museum?
Oh my God, the paddle is in the museum. So we've got this bit of cardboard, I ordered a new paddle last night.
Nice. I'm glad to hear the pizza paddle will be making a return to the timeout bookshop window. Hey, thank
for
you.
Sure,
thank
sure.
you so much, Jen. I hope you have a lovely day, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Yeah, ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
If you haven't